everyone. It is April 26th, and I am talking to you from my studio about 8 p.m. It's quiet. There's a beautiful breeze blowing. We had a little bit of rain today, and it was so nice because I had just scattered a million seeds, literally, in my backyard, because we originally had a sort of thinner lawn in the back, and we needed to add to it, and especially with our puppy running around and puppy play dates with other dogs running around, we just needed to add some more seed. And the beautiful growing season here in North Carolina is so supportive of all those efforts. I remember growing things in Wyoming and feeling like I had somehow pulled off the miraculous when in a very parched landscape at the ranch I used to live on, I had a magical garden one season. And things are just so much more supported in their growing here. And so it was just fun for me this afternoon to be out there. There was a rain approaching, but I timed it pretty well. And I got the seed scattered and the mulch to protect it. And it was just an amazing feeling that I was doing my part, but yet the elements, the sun, the rain, the warmth of the earth, it was all going to take the magic from there. And that was such a nice metaphor, just as I was thinking about speaking with you tonight, for what April has been for me. Typically, I follow the rhythm of posting two podcasts a month, and that is a good fit, I think. And here I am almost to the end of the month, and I'm just getting this one posted. And so I'll tell you the plan. I've got a plan. And I just had to surrender to that again, and not hold too tight to the schedule, because I've been working on the podcast all month. And let me tell you what I mean by that. What I mean is, last podcast, we started to dip into the work of Peter Kingsley. And I also shared my one and only psychedelic experience with you. And I will reference that going forward because it just so profoundly shifted my perspective. And then I also touched on how my study of C.G. Jung and depth psychology, and now this Peter Kingsley work, and the work I've done with Eckhart Tolle's texts, and then this psychedelic renaissance, how all those were starting to coalesce into some very simple, I'm not saying they're easy, they are challenging, but they are simple steps to sort of distill our lives around. And I have been deep in that work all my life, but in terms of prepping for the podcast, all month, because I've been reading and indeed finished Reality, which is Peter Kingsley's text. And then I've just started Catafalque, which is another one of his books. And so I have been prepping this all month. I've also had several guests in our home. We went to Florida. We also went to Dollywood, which was very fun. So I just want to share that I'm bringing you all my lived experience in this podcast. You're going to hear a little bit of the ocean. And what I mean by that is, I'm not going to play audio of the ocean, but I've been to the water since I last spoke to you, and the water changes you when you get to dip into that psychic symbol, that ocean of life. And we were fortunate enough to be in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area and past the spring breakers. So it wasn't quite as chaotic in terms of people, but the water was so incredibly blue and clear. And I felt so freaking happy in it. I was swimming in it with my daughter, and I just felt like absolute joy bobbing up and down in this water. And I just felt part of eternity there, and also got a little sunburned and ate wonderful food and all the things that tourists do. But there were these brief moments outside of time where I just felt so large and vital. And so I bring that sense to you tonight, and I'm hopeful that there's something in your life that's speaking to you in that way, because those moments are here for us in every moment. And if you listened to my last podcast and heard about that one psychedelic experience that I did have, I know more than I ever have that experience was just showing me, giving me an experiential benchmark, if you will, of who we are when we don't have all these filters or identities or stories about past and trauma and families and relationships and successes and failures and all of that. We get this glimpse in these beautiful moments, like in the ocean or in an altered state or in a great meditation, or just hearing a child laugh or looking into your dog's soulful eyes. The reality, let me use that word from Peter Kingsley's text, the reality of who we are is with us all the time. And increasingly, I'm becoming more devoted to letting the filters that stand in the way just slip away. You know, not willing them away, not demanding them away, but just being really vigilant about when they're there and getting underneath that and doing so as joyfully as possible, as peacefully as possible, not creating strain or effort. Because it's somewhat paradoxical that if we slip into strain and effort, we're really working against ourselves again. So I'm sitting here with you tonight, happy, peaceful, grateful. I've had this beautiful experience of the ocean, of planting seeds, of reading these incredible texts that are challenging, that are making me dive more deeply into my perceived notions of what life is and how we are to be responding and navigating, particularly in this moment we find ourselves, where externally our political and environmental and socioeconomic and geopolitical moments are all so fraught. And Peter Kingsley's work is really helpful as I continue to learn and surrender and challenge myself with it. It's really helpful as I bring in the C.G. Jung thread, my own experiences, and these texts. It's helping frame why things are so divisive right now, and what we do with that, how we manage these wild swings of polarity and duality and find that still point amidst all of them. And that's so hopeful, even though it takes a really incredible discernment. So yes, we're dancing on the head of a pin here, where we're bringing our hearts and our hopefulness, but yet an incredible discernment without going into effort and struggle. So there, how's that for you? It's just this still point of awakeness and aliveness, where we are in touch with this incredible intelligence that is loving us and nourishing us and supporting us, and indeed is us. So I want to continue this conversation, and because I'm only posting one podcast in April, it's very intentional now that I'm looking back, you know, where this was all leading. I'm calling today Mystery School, and we will do three shorter podcasts in May that will continue the conversation of Mystery School. And Mystery School is going to really distill some simple ideas that we can take with us and start incorporating into our day-to-day, into our relationships, into our health, into our careers, into our work in the world, and into our communion with ourselves. And I think it's so important to just have a few simple sessions that touch on just a few ideas. And so I realized that all of this learning and studying I've been doing for April, and then these beautiful experiences I've had with getting to travel a bit and planting seeds in both the internal and external world, was arriving at this moment. And I have to say that Peter Kingsley, when he goes way back into the Greek tradition and talks about the philosophers, Parmenides and Empedocles, he speaks over and over and over again throughout the text about how those two philosophers would use poetry and sort of talk in a circular fashion or even a contrarian fashion. And I'm discovering that Peter Kingsley sort of does the same thing. He, by his own definition, is very contrarian. He sort of embodies the archetype of the trickster or the coyote. If you wanted to look at sort of a Native American sensibility about that, he turns things on their head and challenges us to look at things in a new way. And while I may not be doing the trickster bit here in our Mystery School over the next several sessions, I am going to include more poetry, and I am going to include more reflection time, because I want to create a spaciousness for whatever wisdom is wanting to penetrate or delight or awaken to do its thing. So it won't be quite so linear, I guess is what I'm saying. Although I can't really say my podcast is linear, but there's that too. So anyway, I want to touch on the pink moon, which is almost to its close. And we're just going to set up a few ideas about the mystery school, some ideas that we can take forward. We'll be setting that up today. And we'll have three slightly shorter podcasts, but still full, definitely full, for the month of May, that will conclude the Mystery School, although, of course, it's always ongoing, isn't it? We're always learning, we're always deepening, and that's exciting. That's so nourishing to me anymore. I feel this beautiful aliveness and excitement, and it just keeps gathering, so I am on the right track, right? I'm just like, if there's more of this, then I'm going to keep going, right? Because it feels joyful and exciting and purposeful and meaningful and peaceful. And I guess these are all ways of talking about what stillness actually is. I've heard and read all the masters talking about stillness my whole life, but perhaps now I'm just getting to experience what that really is. And it's always with us. And no matter what is happening externally, we have that. And when we have that, we have everything we could possibly need for those who are going through incredibly, incredibly trying circumstances across the globe right now. They too have the still point that is right there, that is so powerful and so full of resource and intelligence and wisdom. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that that belongs to every single one of us. And so before I go back into the poetry of the pink moon, I just want to touch on the fact that I actually recorded 3 different podcasts earlier in the month. They just weren't for our podcast here. And I sometimes forget to mention that if you are interested in personality typology, and particularly the depth psychological take on that, there's a website called typeindepth.org, and I've written for them before, and I have edited for them before, and now I'm sort of moving into the role of recording their podcasts, and they have 3 great articles out for their April edition. And I recorded those 3 podcasts for them, and they're fascinating. And again, they're all on personality. And I'll just read you the titles because there are some really amazing writing and perspectives here. One is called The Voice Behind the Curtain, and the next one is called The Wisdom of the Witch. And then there's one called Saving Sheila. And all 3 of these women have written amazing articles from incredibly varied backgrounds. But again, that common thread among them is searching for authenticity, the voice, one's ability to express oneself authentically and truthfully, and how the different layers of the personality and the archetypal layers within our psyche both assist and challenge the realization of that. So if you want to check that out, that's a really fascinating read. You can read them or you can listen to the podcast audio editions of those. So I have been behind the mic, come to think of it. So anyway, but so lovely to be back with you. How are you, by the way? How has your April been? I know some of my beloveds in Wyoming have had all kinds of crazy weather and late spring snowstorms and, you know, what happens in the West sometimes. So I hope wherever you are doing well. You are leaning into spring. And if you are in the Southern Hemisphere, I hope you are well too, and that you're leaning into the fall. And yet we connect and we have nature and the voice going out and our stillness that connects us all. So with that, I'd like to share the poetry of the pink moon. And I had shared the new moon last time. And this is what I wrote about the waxing pink moon. I trust that sitting with my daughter on her bed while she talks her way to her own conclusion is one of the greatest gifts I can silently give her. I trust that watching my son from afar, holding a space for who he's becoming, matters as he strides forward in awkward surety toward the high school. I trust that envisioning my husband happy and content in his creative projects helps him bring his visions to life. I trust that breathing in the blossom air of spring lets the world know how glad I am to be alive and how much I love being in it. My children are older than this now, for sure, but my daughter still loves to talk her way to her own conclusions. And I just listen, mostly just listen and let her arrive at her own wisdom. And it's a joy to be able to do that. It's a joy that she still wants me to sort of be the sounding board. And my son is now on his own, although we talk often. And it's sweet when he calls and just wants to touch base. And I remember so well, you know, him walking into the high school in that awkward phase that every teenager gets to inhabit for a while. And he's a lovely young man now. And our children really, really move us in unfathomable ways, don't they? So I love this idea about all that's happening in the space when we're conscious as we can be for somebody else. And that is communication. There's so much communication happening even when we're not speaking. And I'm learning that more and more all the time, how important that is. And that visualizing and imagining really good things for people matters. And visualizing and imagining good things for ourselves matters. Matters not only in a sense of meaning, but it blossoms into matter, into the physical world, into the external reality. So I'm talking about matters on two different levels there, which is really exciting. Matters because it has meaning, and matters because it creates itself. So that'll be part of the mystery school coming up. We'll be talking about image and how to work increasingly skillfully with image. Here's the full moon, pink moon poem that I wrote. Determined to light out for new territory, there will be a gathering of resistance, a curse, a conflict, empty reserves, an unkind illness, a wandering, a witnessing, a swell of self-doubt, and all these things together. Testing the metal of perseverance? No. After many, many false starts? No. To double down, seize and conquer, push and pull, is to fuel the backlash mightily and meet fortitude's demise. Something decidedly different is required here. Pink Moon's unapologetic wisdom. Play. In the end, it takes more courage than spitting fire. And in the end, play is invincible. When I wrote that, I was coming out of a time in my life where I had had to learn to set a lot of boundaries and really stand in my strength externally. And that was a really important moment in my life. And we all go through those times where we have to say no and be clear about our own expectations and our expectations of others. But as I keep growing, I see that skillfulness again, pivots from the external world to the internal world in a really vital and important way. And this poem, although I didn't know it at the time, is speaking a bit to that. I mean, I see more of that now in the poem than even when I wrote it. And that is to truly be invincible is to be able to laugh and to have a sense of humor and a sense of joy and a sense of play. And boundary setting and clarity, those are really important, but we can also get hung up there and go around sort of policing the world too much. So carry that lightly and remember to play, remember to find enjoyment and laughter and as much lightheartedness as we can. I know there are serious things happening in the external world. And this seems somewhat paradoxical to say that the way that we actually help that, the way we assist that, is to drop back into joy. Because I don't mean that in a dismissive way at all. And that will become more available to us as we work through the lessons of our mystery school. But what I'm talking about is what we're adding to the collective level of humanity. So we have our individual stories, and then there's the shared experience we're all having on the collective level. And if you are resonating in the frequencies of joy and goodwill and overall an orientation of positive, or at least neutral and peaceful nature, that is helping the collective. That is helping that intelligence and peacefulness get through on all levels, for all people, for all situations. So it is directly affecting that. So I'm not being glib and saying, oh yeah, just be happy and let the folks in Ukraine figure out what they need to do. I'm not saying that. And I want to be so loving about making that distinction. But I think as Mystery School goes on, we'll see how we are indeed affecting the greater collective. And again, we may be inspired or called to do things in the external world as well. But when that arises out of a place of stillness, it's going to be action that actually carries some energy with it and some effect. Where a lot of times we're just going around in the external world trying to do things, and it's really ineffective. So anyway, back to the poem that I have written here. You know, a lot of times when we are determined to work a new psychological perspective or work a new muscle in our own experience, sometimes there'll be a little bit of a backlash. You know, you'll have 3 weeks of Mondays in a row sometimes or whatever. You know, it seems like everything hits the fan, and it's just the way it works, I guess. And we just watch that and laugh as best we can about that and just let that roll off our back too. There seems to be a little bit of resistance built into the system when we have a new understanding and the clarity to start seeing that through. There's a bit of noise and fizz that has to sort of be expelled and redirected. Just let it happen and drop back into that sense of joy and play. And, you know, I know that people mean well. I see so many bumper stickers that say resist. And I know people mean that well, and they're trying to say, you know, be against war or resist, you know, whatever, social or cultural war issue is happening for the day. Resistance is not helpful. We want to be for things, not resisting. I mean, there's just so much resistance anyway before something. Instead of resisting, just flip that conversation in your head and just say, okay, what am I actually saying I'm for? Instead of being against war, be for peace, be for quick and inspired solutions and the miraculous intervention. Be for that. Be for that. As opposed to resistance, resisting war, or resisting whatever, fill in the blank, ad nauseum. We may not like the political climate we're in right now. Before be a part of what you do want, not just resisting what you don't want. It's an entirely different energy, and it's one that actually works. So that's my two cents on that, but I've experienced the power of that shift right there. So here I will end with the waning moon for the pink moon. This new frontier is beyond thought. Its unfolding is quick and quirky, delightfully unexpected, and yet familiar. How is this so? How does the new place know me better than I know myself? I swallow, nearing what the old prophets called rapture. This mystery wants even more for me than I want for myself. Trust what's happening in your life right now, whatever it is. Trust it. There may be action to take. Let it arise from that still intelligence that loves you in ways that you haven't even allowed yourself to be loved, maybe in this lifetime, that supports you in ways that you have yet to experience, but it's right there and it's ready. It's ready to show itself. So we will start mystery school. I mean, we've actually already started it. We're planting the syllabus and the orientation today. And we'll dive into some specific practices and perspectives inspired by the work of Peter Kingsley, C.G. Jung, among others, that can help us sort of drill down into the depths and respond in a way that is helping not only our individual lives, but the collective. So in the days ahead, be with the pink moon as it winds down. And indeed this weekend, the flower moon will be new. So what does that mean? And we'll talk about that soon. And just take a bit of an inventory as we begin into the lessons of Mystery School in May. Just take a bit of an inventory preceding that about what seeds are cultivating in your life right now. And just what is your relative level of peace and joy right now? Or what is your relative level of resistance? Is resistance something that you feel makes you strong and that you want to sort of hang on to? And just sort of be with that idea for a bit. Is it really helpful? And how are you feeling about your external life and your internal life? Just lightly let these thoughts be with you and travel with you until we connect again very soon, early in May. Thanks for sharing your evening with me. We'll talk soon, and until next time, take good care. Thank you. Hi, everyone. If you're enjoying this podcast, remember to hit subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And if my work is nourishing your heart and imagination, consider supporting the Apothecary Podcast. Just follow the links to make a contribution. And for the full scope of my projects and offerings, including my weekly newsletter, visit lorigreen.net.